I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions between China and Taiwan continue to play out on an international stage. Taiwan's president-elect Lai Xing-de received congratulations from multiple nations after the January 13 elections, including from the United States and Japan. But Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi responded by warning the international community of violating the One China principle, which maintains that Taiwan is a territory of China. Joe Hanley with A3 says some of his colleagues have moved from Taiwan to nearby nations to avoid the brewing conflict.
Others are staying regardless, hoping that China doesn't come in and take over. But they want to be at the forefront of being the witness for Christ.
Pray that A3's upcoming training course for Christian leaders in Taiwan will renew and revive the church and help them prepare for the pressures of whatever lies ahead. And turmoil in the Middle East, North Africa region is constantly filling the headlines. Think of how often you hear about situations in Israel, Iran, or Lebanon, for example, and yet hope remains.
Despite the challenges, God is at work.
Jennifer Murph with MENA Leadership Center says society in the MENA region presents incredible challenges for Christian leaders. These challenges include leading under political Islam, humanitarian crises, and a lack of resources. MLC courses identify these struggles for leaders and leverage them as gospel opportunities. Visit us online to partner with MLC and help Christian leaders transform their communities for Jesus. And pray that a new MLC initiative equipping Christian women leaders will be successful.
We're seeing women more than ever rise to the surface to meet the needs of the church on an organizational level.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.